Yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes.
I believe in the Church of Baseball. I've tried all the major religions and most of the minor ones. I've worshipped Buddha, Allah, Brahma, Vishnu, Siva, trees, mushrooms, and Isadora Duncan. I know things. For instance, there are 108 beads in a Catholic rosary, and there are 108 stitches in a baseball. When I learned that, I gave Jesus a chance. But it just didn't work out between us. The Lord laid too much guilt on me. I prefer metaphysics to theology. You see, there's no guilt in baseball. And it's never born, which makes it like sex. There's never been a ball player slept with me who didn't have the best year of his career. Making love is like hitting a baseball. You just gotta relax and concentrate. Besides, I'd never sleep with a player hitting under 250, unless he had a lot of RBIs or was a great glove man up the middle. You see, there's a certain amount of life wisdom I give these boys. I can expand their minds. Sometimes when I've got a ball player alone, I'll just read Emily Dickinson or Walt Whitman to him. And the guys are so sweet, they always stay and listen. Of course, a guy will listen to anything if he thinks it's foreplay. I make them feel confident, and they make me feel safe and pretty. Of course, what I give them lasts a lifetime. What they give me lasts 142 games. Sometimes it seems like a bad trade. But bad trades are part of baseball. I mean, who can forget Frank Robinson from Milk Pappas, for God's sake? It's a long season, and you gotta trust it. I've tried them all I really have, and the only church that truly feeds the soul day in, day out, is the Church of Baseball.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around 10 o'clock tonight. Put your strap bags on. Join me, have some fun when the bag strikes one. We're gonna rock around 10 o'clock tonight. We're gonna rock, 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 rock.
The Max, hell of a guy.
Where's Ebby?
Ain't he warming up yet?
Professional debut tonight, and he forgets about it.
Better find our bonus baby, eh?
Hey, Ebby. Hold. Ebby! Game starts in 4 minutes. Why ain't you warm?
I am warm.
Jesus, Ebby, this is your professional debut tonight. Me and guys give their left nut to be in your shoes. And you're leaving your fastball in the locker room for some piece of ass.
Skip! It is me. I am not some, quote, piece of ass, unquote.
Oh, Millie. Jeez, sorry. Didn't recognize you. Don't take this personal, Millie, but if I catch you in here again, you're banned from the ballpark.
You can't ban me from the ballpark because my daddy donated that scoreboard. And if you ban me, he just might take that scoreboard away.
Well, what do we need a scoreboard for? I ain't scored any runs all year. Now, you get your ass out there.
Hey, boss, I got a question.
What?
Do you think I need a nickname? I think I need a nickname. When we were talking about this, all the great ones have nicknames like Oil Can, Catfish. What was the one you were...
Pokey.
Yeah. What do you think of Pokey?
You got 3 minutes.
Let it dance. Bitch, another fucking shit.
Time for another quickie.
Jesus. You gotta get in the pitch.
We got 3 minutes.
Thank you.
there. I'm ready.
And now WRDU Radio presents the voice of the Durham Bulls, Teddy Garland.
The Bulls off to a slow start, having dropped their first three games, but hope to turn it around tonight with the professional debut of talented young pitcher Ebby Cavalier-Loof.
Millie, you gotta stay out of the clubhouse. You're gonna get everybody in trouble.
I got lured.
You did not get lured. Women do not get lured. They are too strong and powerful for that. Now say it. I did not get lured. I accept full responsibility for my actions.
I did not get lured. I accept full responsibility for my actions.
That's better. Okay. Now, you got your radar ready?
Ready.
Go to it.
Stepping in for the Peninsula White Sox is leadoff hitter Willie Foster. The word on the loose here is that the good-looking young pitcher has a major league fastball, but sometimes has problems with his control.
Damn.
One ball, no strike to Willie Foster.
Miles an hour.
Oh, that's great. He looks just great.
Stepping in for the Peninsula White Sox, second baseman Alan Holly.
What's it say?
It says he's not bending his back on his follow through. Scotty, baby, take this to Ebby Calvin. All right, honey, let's get down to it. How was Ebby Calvin LaLouche?
Well, he fucks like he pitches, sort of all over the place.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around 10 o'clock tonight. What is your bad bags up?
Walked 18.
New league record.
Struck out 18.
Another new league record. In addition, he hit the sports writer, the public address announcer, the bull mascot twice. Also new league records. But,
Joe, this guy's got some serious shit.
Yeah. Serious shit. Yes.
Who are you? Who's he?
I'm the player to be named later.
Crash Davis?
I'm Joe Riggins.
And you, Larry Hockett, should recognize me, because 5 years ago in the Texas League, you were pitching for El Paso. I was hitting cleanup for Shreveport. You hung a curveball on an 0-2 pitch in a 3-2 game in the bottom of the eighth, and I tattooed it over the Michelin tire sign and beat you 4-3.
Yeah, I remember. I should have thrown a slider. Damn, Crash, how you doing?
I'm too old for this shit. Why the hell am I back in A-ball?
Because of Ebby Calvin LaLouche. Big club's got $100,000 in him.
He's got $1 million arm, but a 5-cent head.
Had a gun on him tonight. The last 5 pitches he threw were faster than the first 5. He's got the best young arm I've seen in 30 years. You've been around. You're smart. You're professional. We want you to mature the kid. We want you to room with him on the road, stay on his case all year. He can go all the way.
Yeah? Where can I go?
You can keep going to the ballpark. Keep getting paid to do it. Beats the hell out of working at Sears.
Sears sucks, Crash. Boy, I once worked there. I sold Lady Kenmore's. Nasty. It was nasty.
And even if it is the Carolina League, this is a chance to play every day.
You don't want a player, you want a stable pony.
No.
Well, my AAA contract gets bought out so I can hold the flavor of the month stick in the bus leagues. Is that it?
Well, fuck this fucking game.
can quit. All right? I quit.
Who we play tomorrow?
Winston-Salem. Batting practice, 11:30.
So how's it feel to get your first professional win?
It feels out there. It's a major rush. I mean, it doesn't just feel out there. I mean, it feels out there, you know? Kind of radical in a kind of tubular way, you know?
But most of all, it's out there.
This is hopeless. This is utterly fucking hopeless.
Tony, I play second base.
I know. Max, how do you just keep coming back every year?
I love the game, Annie. I love it.
Here you go.
Oh, we didn't order these, honey.
He did.
Who?
The guy in the booth.
Who's that?
That's Crash Davis. Hey, Crash. Come here. Come over here.
Kind of cute.
He's played in more ballparks than I have. Hell of a guy. You know, he's really different. I actually saw him read a book without pictures once.
Now,
Max. What are you doing, Crash? Hey, come over, sit down.
I'm Crash.
And it's a boy. My dad?
I don't dance.
How embarrassing.
Really?
What is that?
Who's he dancing with?
All of my things.
Savoy?
Uh-huh.
Thanks for your note. You're right. I wasn't bending my back.
You got a live arm now.
Thanks. Epi Calvin LaLouche.
You need a nickname, honey.
You know, I've been telling everybody that. You want to dance?
Yeah.
She's dancing with me.
Afraid not, pal.
You boys gonna fight over the little man?
No.
Let's go. Step outside and party, man.
Oh, don't be such guys. No, Max, let's dance. If you want some
loving, yeah, then I'll give it to you. You coming or not, old boy? If you want some hugging, baby, I can hug some too.
Go. Look, I don't believe in fighting, all right? Let's just...
Oh, that's really sweet. I don't believe... Fuck you, you pussy. Pussy.
All right. Take the first shot at me. No way, man. I don't hit no man first.
All right, then. Hit me in the chest with that.
I'd kill you.
Yeah? From what I hear, you couldn't hit water if you fell out of a fucking boat.
Ow!
Throw it. Throw it. Come on. Right in the chest.
No way.
Come on, mate. You're not going to hit me because you're starting to think about it already. Huh? Starting to think how embarrassing it would be to miss in front of all these people, how somebody might laugh. Come on, Rook. Show us that $1 million arm, because I got a
Oh, I got a good idea about that 5 cent head of yours.
Nail it.
Drop it.
Ball four. Who the fuck are you, man?
Good punch.
I'm Crash Davis. I'm your new catcher, and you just got lesson number one. Don't think. It can only hurt the ball club. Come inside, I'll buy you a drink.
No problem.
My new catcher.
We fight, she gets the clown. How's that happen?
God, I like this song.
You boys stop fighting? Pals now? That's good. Oh, I love a little macho male bonding.
I think it's sweet.
I do.
Even if it probably is latent homosexuality being rechanneled, I'm all for rechanneling, so who cares, right? Okay, shall we go to my place?
Which one of us?
Well, both of you, of course.
Ground rules. I hook up with one guy a season. Usually takes me a couple weeks to pick the guy. It's kind of my own spring training. And, well, you two are the most promising prospects of the season so far. So I just thought we should kind of get to know each other.
Time out. Why do you get to choose?
What?
Why do you get to choose? I mean, why don't I get to choose? Why doesn't he get to choose?
Well, actually, nobody on this planet ever really chooses each other. I mean, it's all a question of quantum physics, molecular attraction, and timing. I mean, there are laws we don't understand that bring us together and tear us apart. I mean, it's like pheromones. You get three ants together, they can't do dick. You get 300 million of them, they can build a cathedral.
So is somebody going to go to bed with somebody or what?
Honey, you are a regular nuclear meltdown. You better cool off. Well, where are you going?
After 12 years in the minor leagues, I don't try out. Besides, I don't believe in quantum physics when it comes to matters of the heart.
What do you believe in, then?
Well, I believe in the soul. The cock, the pussy, the small of a woman's back, the hanging curveball, high fiber, good scotch, that the novels of Susan Sontag are self-indulgent, overrated crap. I believe Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. I believe there ought to be a constitutional amendment outlawing AstroTurf and the designated hitter. I believe in the sweet spot, softcore pornography, opening your presents Christmas morning rather than Christmas Eve, and I believe in long, slow, deep, soft, wet kisses that last 3 days. Good night.
Good night. Crash.
Hey, Annie, what's all this molecule stuff?
Crash. Crash, wait. Look, all I want is a date. I'm not going to fall in love with you, Mason.
I'm not interested in a woman who's interested in that boy. Good night.
Well, I'm not interested yet.
Who are you calling a boy? See you at the yard, me.
Damn, nobody's ever said no to a date with me before.
He's crazy. I want you bad.
Honey, hold on. Slow down. I want to watch.
Go ahead, put it back on.
Jesus, what kind of chick are you?
When you know how to make love, then you know how to pitch.
I know how to pitch.
Good. Now take it off. Slowly. That's nice. Oh. Oh my, what a nice bag. Honey, sweetheart, try taking off your shoes and socks first.
My socks? It's cold in here. What?
You think Dwight Gooden leaves his socks on? Abby, honey, have you ever been tied up in bed?
I heard about shit like this.
Yeah, you ever heard about Walt Whitman?
Who's he play for?
He sort of pitches for the Cosmic All-Stars.
Never heard of him.
Oh, good. Listen to this. I sing the body electric. The armies of those I love engirth me, and I engirth them. They will not let me off till I go with them, respond to them, and discorrupt them and charge them full with the charge of the soul. But the expression of a well-made man appears not only in his face. It is in his limbs and joints also.
Excuse me.
It is...
Are we gonna fuck or what?
It is curiously in the joints of his hips and wrists. Love flesh swelling and deliciously aching. Limitless, limpid jets of love. Hot and enormous.
Yeah, Charlie, kid.
Listen up, guys. Hey. Can I have your attention a minute?
No.
I'm going to be leading a daily chapel service here in our locker rooms at 3 in the afternoon.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Y'all are invited to stop on by and worship before batting practice.
Yeah. Jimmy, goddamn it, loosen up and get laid.
Yeah. I know y'all think I'm pretty square, but I believe what I believe.
Jesus, Abby, you look like a truck ran over you, man.
Nuke. Call me Nuke. And he says it's my new nickname.
Okay, Nuke. Go get him, man.
Penny nailed you? Any much? That's great. That's great. That means you're going to have a great year. Is she, as good as they say?
No, man, we didn't fuck. No, she read poetry to me all night. It's more tiring than fucking. Oh, limpid jets of love. Hey, Crash, does that mean what I think it means? Limpid jets of love?
Your shower shoes have fungus on them. You'll never make it to the bigs with fungus on your shower shoes. Think classy, you'll be classy. If you win 20 in the show, you can let the fungus grow back on your shower shoes and the press will think you're colorful. Until you win 20 in the show, however, it means you're a slob.
Y'all don't forget,
Today is Bull Day down at the Northgate Mall.
Today!
Whoa, too bad, Butch. Too bad.
Not getting that cheese by me, meat.
And now batting for the Bulls, number 8, Crash Davis.
Foul ball!
Stupid fuck, Crash, put his swing at a breaking ball. Fuck. Start me off with a hammer. You're thinking too much, Crash. You're thinking too much. Get out of your fucking head. Don't let him in your kitchen.
Come on, Crash. Just relax. You got it, honey.
All right, here we go now. Stay back. Relax. Quick bat. Quick bat. Quick.
Foul ball!
Throw that shit again, me. You throw that weak-ass shit again.
Okay, just stop pinching me, babe. Get close, babe. You got it. You got it, babe. One more, babe. One more. You got him. Come on, Crash.
All right, he's got to throw the deuce now, okay? He's got to waste one. Stay back and wipe that silly grin off his face. Come on, bring it. Bring it.
Hey!
Jesus Christ.
What was that? What the hell was that? Okay, babe.
Son of a bitch throws hard.
It's okay, Crash. You take it easy, honey.
All right, 1 and 2. You can hit this shit. Relax. Annie. Annie. Annie, who is this Annie? Jesus, get out of the box, you. Where's your head?
Get the broad out of your head. Time out.
Time out.
Correct.
Get a hit, Crash.
Shut up. All right, you've seen all his pitches. You've seen them all. Just shorten up, Crash. Now bring me the gas, kid. Bring me the gas. Bring me the gas. Quick back.
Daddy, baby, take this to Crash.
Folks, we have a little lost girl up here. Her name is Lida Ann Baker. She'll be waiting at the main ticket box for her daddy, Dieter Baker. Dieter, come on, get your little girl.
Crash.
What?
Vote for me.
Read it.
Dear Crash, you have a lovely swing, but you're pulling your hips out too early. I'd be happy to meet with you tomorrow at the batting cage to discuss it. Signed, Annie.
Well, if there was one chick who'd know you pulling your hips out early, it'd be Annie.
It's kind of a personal note, kid, so don't read it. There you go.
Hey, Millie.
What's it say?
It says, I want to make love to you, Crash.
Oh, my. See my hips?
Yep.
And I think Susan Sontag is brilliant.
So is this going to happen? Us?
I'm committed to Nuke for the season.
Oh.
You had your chance the other day.
What is it that you see in this guy? I mean, he's a young, wild, dim, pretty boy.
Young men are uncomplicated. And he's not dim. He's just inexperienced. It's my job to give him life wisdom and to help him get on to the major leagues.
Well, that's funny. That's my job, too.
Damn.
You're pulling your hips.
I know, but they're nice hips. I looked up your records.
You what?
Mm-hmm. You hit 227 home runs in the minors. That's not bad.
Don't tell anybody.
Why not? You hit 20 more this year, you're going to be the all-time minor league champ. The record's 246.
Well, 247 home runs in the minor leagues would be a kind of dubious honor.
I think it would be great. The sporting news should know about it.
No, just no. Please.
Okay.
Last chance. Your place or mine.
Despite my rejection of most Judeo-Christian ethics, I am, within the framework of the baseball season, monogamous.
Give me a break.
It's true.
Stop it. Jesus, the fact is you're afraid of meeting a guy like me because it might be real. See, you sabotage it with some, what is it, bullshit about commitment to a young boy you can boss around. That's a great deal.
Nice.
I know women like you. I know women like you. You're a regular patron saint, you know? Stray cat, lost causes, or 6'3" homeless studs.
Oh, Crash, you do make speeches. Crash, that was fabulous.
Crash? You mean Nuke? You said Crash.
No, no, I did not say. I said Nuke.
You said Crash.
Oh, no. Listen, sweetheart, you shouldn't listen to what a woman says when she's in the throes of passion. They do the darndest things.
Yeah, you said Crash.
Honey, would you rather I be making love to him using your name or making love to you using his name?
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Welcome to the Eastern Seaboard Tobacco Growers City Council Little League Cash Drop Day. These young fellas, young men, I should say, over here to my left, are the
very basketball
in the hall. Hi,
18. Hi, 12. Hey, Dino.
Hey, Millie.
Hey, I'm Millie.
I'm married. What is that?
Chicken bone cross. Takes the curse off the bat that brings me hits.
What are you, a goddamn witch?
Yes. A switch-hitting witch.
Will that work for me?
If you believe in voodoo.
Jose, I am 0 for 16, a big fucking donut hole for 16. I can't remember the last time I had a base hit. Come on, man, let me have some of that stuff.
Man, that is not belief. That's desperation.
Jose, come on, just touch my bat once. Come on, just once. I won't bother you the rest of the day, I swear to God, just touch the bat once.
Ladies and gentlemen, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1...
Don't try to strike everybody out. Strikeouts are boring. Besides that, they're fascist. Throw some ground balls. It's more democratic.
What's this guy know anyway? If he's so great, how come he's been in the minors for 10 years? If he's so hot, how come Annie wants me instead of him?
Oh, hey. And another thing, me. You don't know shit.
All right? You want to make it to the show, you'll listen to me. Annie only wants you because she can boss you around. Got it?
Hey, folks,
don't... So relax. Let's have some fun out here. This game's fun, okay?
Come on down.
It's fun, goddammit. And hold, don't hold the ball so hard, okay? It's an egg. Hold it like an egg.
Does he know about fun? I'm young. I know about fun. An old man, he don't know nothing about fun.
All right, nobody's gone out there.
Why is he calling for a curveball? I want to bring heat. Shake him off. Throw it you want.
God damn it. Time out. Hey! Why are you shaking me off? Huh?
I want to bring the heater to announce my presence with authority.
To announce your what?
Announce my presence with authority.
To announce your fucking presence with authority? This guy's a first ball fastball hitter. He's looking for heat.
Oh, yeah? So what? He ain't seen my heat.
All right, me. Give him your heat.
Why is he always calling me me? I'm the guy driving a Porsche.
Fastball.
Come on, Duke. Slow down, boy. Slow down. Take your time.
Home run for Bert Brooks of the Fayetteville Generals.
What are you doing? Huh? What are you doing standing here? I give you a gift. You stand here, show off my picture. Run, dummy!
Give me the ball.
Well, he really hit the shit out of that one, didn't he?
He held it like an egg.
Yeah, and he scrambled the son of a bitch. Look at that, he hit the fucking bull. Gotta get some free steak. You having fun yet?
Oh, yeah, I'm having a blast, thanks.
Good.
God, the sucker teed off in that like he knew I was gonna throw a fastball.
He did know.
How?
I told him.
All right, one down now.
Nobody out.
Come on, Nuke, you're the man, man. Nobody. Chuck Hockey, you got anything?
Don't think, just throw. Don't think, just throw.
Come on,
God, that was beautiful. What'd I do?
Hang on, Millie. Here we go again.
I know I've been fooling myself too long. I've never lied, but always wrong. Goodbye, baby, so long. You know you never let me think at dawn. You never let me be that strong. So long, baby, goodbye.
That's the first home run of the year for Crash Davis. That brings the score. Fayetteville 14, Durham 2.
Hell of a shot. Sorry it got wasted. Jeez. I don't know what to do with these guys. I beg, I plead, I try to be a nice guy. I'm a nice guy. I don't... Huh?
They're kids. Scare them. That's what I do.
Yeah. Everybody into the shower! Anybody in the shower in 10 seconds gonna get fired $100! Larry!
One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, four Mississippi,
get in
five
there.
Mississippi,
hurry it up.
Six Mississippi, seven Mississippi, eight Mississippi, nine Mississippi, 10 Mississippi.
You guys, you lollygag the ball around the infield. You lollygag your way down to first. You lollygag in and out of the dugout. Do you know what that makes you, Larry?
Lollygaggers.
Lollygaggers. What's our record, Larry?
8-16.
8-16. How'd we ever win 8?
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. This is a simple game. You throw the ball. You hit the ball, you catch the ball. You got it? Now, we have got a 12-day road trip starting tomorrow. Bus leaves 6 in the morning. Damn, son, look at you like a fucking shithead.
Yeah, Skipper, you wanted to see me?
Yeah, Bobby, shut the door. This is the toughest job a manager has. But organizations decide to make a change. We're releasing you from your contract.
Skip, I know I'm in a goddamn slump, but I hit the ball hard today. A couple flares drop in for me. I'm right back in the groove.
Sorry.
Let's go. Come on.
Luke. Honey.
Let's go. Come on. We got 5 hours. Hurry up. 5 hour drive coming up. Move your ass and give it the gas. Pickle around the pickle around.
Honey, I want you to wear these when you're pitching on the road. They're garters. They're gonna hug your waist so snugly and kind of dangle off your thighs and buns in such a wonderful way that'll help you see things differently. Plus, it'll remind you of me, which is a lot nicer than thinking about all those nasty hitters.
Jesus, Annie, I don't know.
No, you've been pitching out the wrong side of your brain. This will help put things in the right side.
Big league pitchers don't use these.
Oh, they did when they were in the Carolina League.
No, no. Excuse me, time to go to work?
What?
Bye, y'all. Bye.
Break.
Bye. Go get them, boys. Hit them where they ain't.
Gets woolly. Women get weary. They don't get woolly.
Nobody's got stress. They're wearing a dress. God damn, I hate people that get the words wrong.
How come you don't like me?
You don't respect yourself, which is your problem. But you don't respect the game, and that's my problem.
You got a gift.
What do I got? You got a gift. When you were a baby, the gods reached down and turned your right arm into a thunderbolt. You got a Hall of Fame arm, but you're pissing it away.
I ain't pissing nothing away. I got a Porsche already. I got a 911 with a quadraphonic Blaupunkt.
Christ, you don't need a quadraphonic Blaupunkt. What you need is a curveball. Huh? In the show, everybody can hit a fastball.
Well, how would you know? You've been in the majors?
Yeah, I've been in the majors.
Yeah?
Where were you? You've been in the show, man?
Yeah, I was in the show. I was in the show for 21 days once.
Wow. 21 greatest days of my life. You know, you never handle your luggage in a show. Somebody else carries your bags. It's great. You hit white balls for batting practice. Ballparks are like cathedrals. The hotels all have room service. The women all have long legs and brains.
Ooh, they're really hot, huh?
Yeah, and so are the pitchers. They throw ungodly breaking stuff in the show. Exploding sliders. You could be one of those guys. You could be one of those guys, but you don't give a fuck, meat.
Listen, I'm sick and fucking tired of you calling me meat. You want to step outside?
Yeah, I'll step outside.
Hey, come on! 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 Come on!
He was kidding. He was kidding.
Crash, Duke, what's happening?
I was just gonna ask Crash to show me how to throw a breaking ball.
Good idea. Good idea. Get a ball. Get a ball.
Double off the wall by Higgins. And once again, the Durham pitchers are unable to get the first out of the inning. The Bulls will attempt to end a six-game losing streak against the Greensboro Hornets with Nuke Lelouch on the hill. Base hit to center field off Lelouch. That closes the book on Lelouch today. 5 earned runs, 5 hits, 5 strikeouts, 5 walks, and 5 wild pitches. It's time to tell it like it is, sports fans, and this is the most wretched road trip I've seen in 20 years, and possibly the worst Durham team in half century. Is the modern-day athlete a pale imitation of the great old Warriors? Only Crash Davis stands out this year, begging the question, what are these boys thinking about? Because it sure ain't baseball.
Hey, Mr. Hormone, check out this.
Ice skaters. God, look at them. Hey, fellas, that's what we need, man. One night with some of these skaters, we can get right back on track.
Yeah, right. We just need a night off to end our losing streak. What we need is a rainout.
I can get us a rainout.
Man, there ain't been a cloud in the sky in weeks.
$100 says I get us a rainout for tomorrow.
You're on.
Hey, I ain't paying for this. Crash, pay for this.
Shut up. You're going to wake everybody up. Let the bonus baby pay for it.
Whoa. Jeez, man.
Look.
I'm over June. Hey, Crash, what are you doing?
Oh, my goodness. We got ourselves a natural disaster.
On a bottle of gin.
she may be weary. Women do get weary. Wearing the same old shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness.
Wake up.
Huh?
You're awake. You're okay. You were dreaming. You're okay.
I was playing damn naked.
What?
I was naked. Playing naked.
I know. I know. I have that dream all the time, too. We're almost home.
Lousy. I mean, I was worse than lousy. I mean, every time I pitched, it was like throwing gasoline on a fire. I mean,
What is all this I stuff about me, huh? Aren't you glad to see me? Don't I look nice?
You look great. I'm sorry. I'm just totally exhausted.
Good. Physical exhaustion can be spiritually fabulous. You need a good game of catch.
Catch?
Mm-hmm. Baby, come on, fire one in here.
This is ridiculous. I'm a professional.
Will you just give it a try and lean in? Thank you. Now, I want you to breathe through your eyelids.
My eyelids?
Yeah, like the lava lizards at the Galapagos Islands. You see, there's some lizards that have Prada eye behind the head so they can see backwards. Haven't you ever noticed how Fernando Valenzuela, he just doesn't even look when he pitches? He's a Mayan Indian. Or an Aztec, I forget which one. I get him confused.
So do I.
Stand up for a second now. I want you to be aware of the chakra connection between your feet and your testicles.
Chakra.
Yeah, your right leg and your left testicle and your left leg and your right testicle.
I like that.
I bet you do.
Beautiful. Come on. I'm tired of hearing
this. All right. Fire one in there. Come on.
Okay.
You're patronizing me, and I will not be patronized.
If I throw too hard, I'm going to hurt the girl.
This girl has handled a lot of pitchers whose records are a lot better than 1-7.
1-6.
Oh, sorry.
Give me the goddamn ball. How do you like that?
That was much better. Did you see that? Because your delivery was fully integrated because you weren't thinking about it because you were pissed off at me. Now that's progress. Come on up here. Get your butt up here. And let's bend over and I'm going to show you.
I give up. Come on. Let's go inside and make love and fall asleep until it's time to go to the ballpark.
Or we could just take all that sexual energy and kind of hold on to it for a few hours and then rechannel it into your pitching tonight. You're a powerful young thing, Abby Calvin.
You want something for that sauce, Sheldon?
Yeah, I want that shit that don't smell bad, all right?
Well, it's on back order.
Give him some of that shit. Yeah,
you're
great. Let's see what's going on. Give him a little light. What? That's hot. No, I mean it. That's very hot.
Annie says they'll keep one side of my brain occupied while I'm on the mound, thus keeping my brain slightly off center, which is where it should be for artists and pitchers.
Okay.
She also said that I should throw whatever pitches you call for.
Annie's a very smart lady.
What?
The rose goes in the front, big guy.
Now batting for the Salem Bucks, center fielder Joe McCorkle.
This underwear feels kind of sexy. Don't make me queer, right? Right.
Thank you, Frank.
Whew. Breaking ball.
Yeah!
All right, the way to start, baby.
Ain't queer. No, he ain't.
But why is he all twisting up like that?
He's using his pride a lot, just like Fernando.
Ooh, that was a humdinger. Fastball again. Why does he want the heat? I just threw heat. Don't think me. Just give him the gas.
Gee.
Come on, boy. Come on.
What's that in the new?
He's wearing garters, and he's breathing out of his eyelids like a lava lizard. It's old Mayan deal.
Aztec.
Aztec deal.
That was great, huh?
Your fastball's up, your curveball's hanging. I'm sure they would have ripped you.
Can't you even let me enjoy the moment?
The moment's over.
Y'all, don't forget to fry one of the bread, yummy bread.
Come on, get one, Crash.
This guy starts me off with a breaking ball. I'm taking him downtown. I dare you to throw me the hammer.
You ain't that stupid.
Stepping up to the plate for Durham, our own Crash Davis. Come on, put your hands together for Crash. Let's hear it.
Let's go.
Come on, mate. Bring me that weak-ass shit, huh? Bring it. Bring it. Bring it.
Nothing Bulls in a second. First time the Bulls been ahead in weeks there, Whitey.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if the real nuclear loose will show up.
There you go, man. Dig in, dig in.
That's that dude.
Come on, man. Back.
Room, you got room. Back. You got room.
What are you doing out here? I'm cruising, man.
I want you to throw the next one at the mascot.
Why? I'm finally throwing it where I want to throw it.
Just throw it at the bull, huh? Trust me.
He's the boss.
A staggering start by LaLouche. He's thrown 5 outs on 9 pitches, all of them strikes. He's got pinpoint control here tonight, bull fans. Here's the pitch.
This guy's crazy.
Yep. I wouldn't dig in there if I was you. Next one might be at your head. I don't know where it's gonna go. Swear to God.
Top of the ninth, two outs, one out away from a stunning two-hit shutout for LaLouche.
Bear down, mate. Don't let up. You own these guys. Dad would love a shutout. Oh, no, no, no. No, no. He's looking for heat. Let me give him the deuce.
Oh, no, he's shaking off the signs. Big mistake.
This son of a bitch is throwing a two-hit shutout. He's shaking me off. You believe that shit? Charlie, here comes the deuce. And when you speak of me, speak well.
No, no, serve it up.
Told him I was gonna throw a deuce, right?
Yep. Man, that ball got out of here in a hurry. You know, anything travels that far ought to have a damn stewardess on it, don't you think?
Started listening to Crash, everything fell into place. He started throwing strikes and we started to win. But Nuke was still confused. He was so encouraged by his victory that he vowed not to have sex until he lost. Unfortunately, however, he kept on winning, and for one extraordinary June and July, the Durham Bulls began playing baseball with joy and verve and poetry. The two sides of my own brain were all jumbled up and cross-wired. While one side was being neglected, the other was in paradise watching our Bulls play like big leaguers. We swept a four-game series at Kinston, two games at Winston-Salem, and kicked the holy shit out of Greensboro in a three-game set. And Crash, who kept hitting dingers, was approaching the minor league record. Though I told nobody. After sweeping a July 4th doubleheader, the Durham Bulls were tied for first. Beautiful as the winning streak was, I was getting damn lonely. Something had to be done. I needed a man.
I love women, man. I fucking love women. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing. Teach me something new, man. I need to learn. Teach me something.
Well, you got something to write with? Good. It's time to work on your interviews.
My interviews? What do I got to do?
You're going to have to learn your cliches. You're going to have to study them. You're going to have to know them. They're your friends. Write this down. We got to play them one day at a time.
Got to play. It's pretty boring.
Of course it's boring. That's the point. Write it down.
One day.
All right, I'm just happy to be here. Hope I can help the ball club. I know, write it down. I just want to give it my best shot, and the good Lord willing, things will work out.
Good
Lord willing, things will work out. Yep. How's Annie?
She's getting pretty steamed, actually, because I'm still rechanneling my sexual energy. I'm figuring I'm just going to cave in and sleep with her, you know.
calm her down.
Look, are you out of your mind?
Well, I'm just
Are you out of your mind?
I'm just talking about one time.
If you give in now, you might start losing. Huh? Never fuck with a winning streak.
Accepted Jesus Christ as your personal savior?
No.
Can I give you my testimony?
You can do anything you want. Hop in.
I'm so proud of you guys. You want some more soup, honey?
Oh, no, thanks. That was great.
How about a little, back rub?
No, I'm okay. I think I'm gonna just take a little nap.
You want me to tuck you in?
Annie, you can't seduce me.
Sweetie, I'm not gonna try to seduce you.
What's that?
That's my leg.
I know what it is.
I just thought maybe we could work on some fundamentals since we're not going to make love and kind of improve your hand-eye coordination.
My hand-eye
coordination? Mm-hmm. Unsnap my stocking.
The other day, Crash called a woman's pussy. Well, you know how the hair is kind of in a V shape?
Yes, I do.
Well, he called it the Bermuda Triangle. He said that a man can get lost in there and never be heard from again.
What a nasty thing to say.
No. He didn't mean it nasty. He said that getting lost and disappearing from the face of the earth was sometimes a good thing to do, and especially like that. But he also said that there are times for discipline and self-control, and I think this is one of those times.
Well, Crash is a very smart man. Now, honey, let's give it a try. Here, wait, watch. Now you try, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
You're playing with my mind.
I'm trying to play with your body.
I knew it. You're trying to seduce me.
Well, of course I'm trying to seduce you, for God's sake. And I'm doing a damn poor job of it. Aren't I pretty?
Oh, God, I think you're real cute.
Cute? Baby ducks are cute. I hate cute. I want to be exotic and mysterious.
You are. You're exotic and mysterious and cute and... So I better leave.
Nuke, you got it all wrong. I mean, there's no relationship between sex and baseball. Ask Crash.
I did.
And what did he say? He
said that if I give in to you, I'll start losing again.
He did?
Yeah. I'll be back when we lose.
Damn it. Oh. All right, Mr. Dudas, I'm going to get a piece of my mind. I'm going to tell you exactly. How dare you tell me to stay out of my bed? You are messing with my private life.
Knock, knock, you know, come in.
You're confusing him.
Like, thank you.
You're confusing him. You're bending his mind all out of shape.
What?
You're confusing him.
Confusing him? You got him breathing out of the wrong goddamn eyelid. You got him parading around the locker room like a fruit.
That is a religious ritual, and it happens to be working, if you don't mind my saying.
Wait, who dresses you?
What?
Who dresses you? I mean, do you think this is a little excessive for the Carolina League?
The road of excess leads to the Palace of Wisdom, William Blake.
What, William Blake?
William Blake.
What, William Blake?
William Blake.
What do you mean, William Blake?
I mean, William Blake.
Who are you? I mean, do you have a job?
I teach part-time at Alamance Junior College. English 101 and beginning composition.
You know, having a conversation with you is like a like a Martian talking to a fungo.
Oh, cute. That's really, you know, just because sometimes you manage to be clever and you have a nice smile does not mean you are not full of shit.
But I'm full of shit.
You're full
I'm full of shit.
You are full of shit.
Luke's chastity was your idea.
I know. I'm telling you to stick your hands out.
I never told him to stay out of your bed.
You most certainly did.
I never told him to stay out of your bed.
Yes, you did.
I told him that a player on a streak has to respect the streak.
Fine.
You know why? Because they don't happen very often.
Right.
If you believe you're playing well because you're getting laid, or because you're not getting laid, or because you wear women's underwear, then you are. And you should know that. Come on, Annie, think of something clever to say, huh? Something full of magic, religion, bullshit. Come on, dazzle me.
I want you.
What?
I said I want you.
Stop it.
You're scared.
Maybe I am. But I still think you should leave.
Okay, well, this is the damnedest season I've ever seen. I mean, the Durham Bulls can't lose and I can't get laid.
Damn. Come on, jump in the gun, Super Rook. Jump in the Super Rook, Super Nuke, Super Nuke. La Luce! L.A. Luce! Come on, La Luce! L.A. Luce! L.A. Luce!
Just relax out there. Don't aim the ball.
Nuke's overthrowing tonight. Don't look loose. Anything bothering him?
He says his chakras are jammed. He's having trouble breathing out of his left eyelid. Left eyelid?
Right eyelid.
Right eyelid.
What's wrong?
I'm a little nervous. My old man's here.
Your dad's here? Where's he at?
He's right behind home plate. Don't look. Don't look.
Look, he's waving. Hey, he's just your old man. He's as full of shit as anybody.
Hey, what's going on? Breathing through the wrong fucking eyelid again? No. Shut up.
Hey, did you guys hear about Jimmy and Millie?
Yeah.
They got engaged. Can you believe that?
Oh, yeah? Well, wait till I tell him she's gone down on half the Carolina League.
Hey, anybody says anything bad about Millie, I break his neck.
Excuse me, guys. I got a game to pitch here.
Hey. Una brujería, yo no sé. Hey, you guys, don't throw me anything. My girlfriend put a curse on my glove.
I'll take the hex off the fucking glove. Give me the glove.
Well, then you got to cut the head off a live rooster.
What the hell's going on out there?
Looks like a convention. Pretty soon they're going to call the roll.
Get your ass out there and check it out. Excuse me, what the hell's going on out here?
Well, Nuke's scared because his eyelids are jammed and his old man's here. We need a live rooster. Was it a live rooster? We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present. Is that about right?
That's right.
We're dealing with a lot of shit.
Okay, well, candlesticks always make a nice gift, and maybe you can find out where she's registered, maybe a place setting or maybe a silverware pattern stuff. Okay, let's get to it. Here we go.
The loose looks in for the sign. Here's the pitch. Ball hit deep in the right field, off the wall.
You should be at the game, Annie.
Mm-mm, I'm fine.
Beautiful night for baseball here in Durham. And as the batter steps in, I can
hear the how much time did you and Jimmy spend together before he proposed?
About 5 hours, I guess. We both just knew. Annie, do you think I deserve to wear white?
Honey, we all deserve to wear white.
Ball two in the dirt.
Come on, Luke, go get him. No stick, no stick, no stick.
Shit. Piss. Fuck.
Fight.
Bring it.
Come on. He's coming. He's coming. Go home. Got him.
me.
He still ain't touched the plate. Ah, fuckers. The cocksucking call.
You call me a cocksucker.
No,
I call me
a cocksucking call. You can't throw me for that.
Well, you missed the tag.
You missed the tag,
buddy.
You just spit on me.
I did not spit on you.
You spit on me.
I did not spit on
you. Oh, you're in the wrong business, Jack. You're shoes and rope material.
You're pushing it, buddy. You're pushing it. You want me to run you? I'll run you.
Well, you want me to call you a cocksucker?
Go ahead. Try it.
You want me to call
you? Call me a cocksucker.
Pretty please tag. Pretty please tag.
Call me a cocksucker and you're out of here.
Cocksucker. You're a cocksucker.
Out of there!
Shit!
Go!
What the fuck is that?
Oh, shit!
I've never seen Crash so angry. And frankly, sports fans, he used a certain word that's a no-no with umpires.
Crash must have called the guy cocksucker.
God, he's so romantic. When Crash got thrown out, the game got out of hand. Jose made three errors with his cursed mitt. Nuke never quite got in the groove, though he didn't pitch bad. And the winning streak came to an end with a 3-2 loss. The good news was that a man was about to come calling. The bad news was, it was the wrong guy.
Mexican singer.
We lost.
It's okay.
Annie, like you meet my father.
Oh, my.
Abby's told me a lot about you. Yeah, Abby tells me you taught him a lot about discipline and self-control. We were worried that he might get involved in the wrong crowd. We're so pleased he met a Christian woman.
Praise the Lord, eh?
Praise the Lord.
Excuse me.
Excuse me, Dad.
What?
We got a lot of catching up to do.
Your father's right there.
Crash tells me I gotta quit worrying about him, so I think it's a good opportunity.
No, sweetheart.
Go for a quickie, right?
We got to talk. Bo. Yes, he most certainly is here. Yeah, it's good for you.
Hey, Skip, it's me. What? Oh, my God. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I'm going to the show. Dad! Dad, they're sending me up to the majors. I leave first thing in the morning. Can you believe it? Let's have a quick word of prayer.
Oh, let's not.
I gotta find Crash. Come on, Dad, I'll dump you off.
Wait. That's the fast. He'll be right with you. Come on, sweetie. I just want to have you alone for a second. So we can say goodbye.
Well, I'll be back.
When somebody leaves Durham, they don't come back.
I mean, later.
You're not gonna be needing these anymore.
Oh, I better take
them. Oh, you're ready.
Do you think so? Do you think I'm ready for this?
Yeah. Maybe Calvin Nuke LaLouche. Don't think too much.
I won't. You know something, Annie? You can't breathe through your eyelids.
Well, of course you can't breathe through your eyelids. Whoever told you such a ridiculous thing? Drive careful. Oh, my.
Hey, hey, there you are. Crash.
Hey, Crash. Guess what? Guess what, man? I'm going to the show.
Big club's expanding its roster to finish out the season.
Nice shot. And I am going to the show.
So why don't you go then?
Well, let's celebrate.
Congratulations. Hope you end up on the cover of Sports Illustrated, maybe a cereal box.
What's your problem, man? I'm trying to thank you. Come on, let's get out of this dump. I'll buy you a beer.
Hey, you calling my place a dump? No, he's not.
Huh?
No, he's not. He's not, are you?
No.
He's not. Right? Nuke, you know who this is? This is Sandy Grimes. Sandy Grimes hit 371 in Louisville in
1966.
I'm sorry. He hit 376. That's a career, man. In any league.
You got that right.
Did you hear what I said? I mean, I'm going to the show.
You know what the difference between hitting 250 and 300 is? It's 25 hits. 25 hits and 500 at-bats is 50 points, okay? There's 6 months in a season. That's about 25 weeks. That means if you get just one extra flare a week, just one, a gork, you get a ground ball, you get a ground ball with eyes, you get a dying quail. Just one more dying quail a week, and you're in Yankee Stadium. You still don't know what I'm talking about, do you? Get the hell out of here.
All right. Send you a postcard.
Send me a postcard. Hey, I made it.
You made it. You made shit.
Hey. Hey.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey. You crazy?
Hey, man, what the hell wrong with you?
I'll be all right.
What? No, I'm not talking about... I'm talking about my mirror.
Hey, cool.
I'm sorry, all right? Hey.
Well, I'm not gonna fight you, man. I'm not gonna fight you.
What do you mean you're not gonna fight me, you fuck?
Fuck. Why am I a fuck?
Why are you a fuck?
Why am I a fuck?
Because you got talent. I got brains, but you got talent. See this right arm? Worth $1 million a year. All my limbs put together aren't worth 7 cents a pound.
What are you talking about? You're a great catcher.
I'm a great catcher?
Yeah.
I'm a great catcher.
Forget it.
Hey.
Just fucking forget it.
Hey, me?
Oh. Oh. Damn. Mitch. I didn't mean to hit you, man.
Oh. Yeah. You hurt my eye. Ow.
Sorry.
Well, did you hit me with your right hand, or did you hit me with your left? Hon, did you hit me with your right hand, or did you hit me with your left?
My left.
Good. It's good. Well, you get in a fight with a drunk, you don't hit him with your pitching hand. God, I can't keep giving you these free lessons, so quit screwing around and help me up.
You look great, man.
Be careful with that. You got a boy going to the show.
Sorry about last night. Get it. I have been known on occasion to howl at the moon. You understand? No. Well, you will. Look, Nuke, these big league hitters are going to light you up like a pinball machine for a while, right? Don't worry about it. You'd be cocky and arrogant, even when you're getting beat. It's a secret. You got to play this game with fear and arrogance.
Fear and ignorance.
No. Fear and arrogance, all right? You hayseed, not ignorance.
No, I know. I just like seeing you get all worked up. Listen, thanks.
Hey, Nuke. Good luck.
You too.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Organization wants to make a change. Now that Nuke's gone, they want to bring up some young catcher.
Some kid hitting 300 in Bluefield. It's probably a bust.
I put in a word for you with the organization. Told them I thought you might make a fine minor league manager someday. There might be an opening at Visalia next year. Had a hell of a year, Crash. But you know how it is.
I got released.
I heard already.
I think probably with my love of four-legged creatures and hooves and everything that in another lifetime, I was probably Catherine the Great or Francis of Assisi. I'm not sure which one. What do you think, honey?
How come in former lifetimes, everybody's somebody famous? I mean... Nobody ever says they were Joe Schmo.
Because it doesn't work that way, you fool. God, you are gorgeous. You want to dance?
Yes.
Guess you do.
Of blowing my top. If your man ain't treating you right, come up and see your dad. I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60-minute man.
60-minute man.
They call me
Love and Dance.
I'll rock 'em, roll 'em. 60 Minute Man. Oh, yeah. 60 Minute
Crash took off at dawn. Said he heard there might be an opening for a catcher in Asheville in the South Atlantic League. A woman should be so strong and powerful that she's not affected by such things. I mean, it wasn't the first time I went to bed with a guy and woke up with a note. At least the son of a bitch left me breakfast. You have to respect the ball player who's just trying to finish the season. At least, that's what I told myself. Baseball may be a religion full of magic, cosmic truth, and the fundamental ontological riddles of our time, but it's also a job.
Come on, mate. Throw me that weak-ass shit. Come on. You ain't getting that cheese by me. Bring it. Bring it. Bring it.
When Crash hit his 247th home run, I knew the moment it happened, but I'm sure nobody else did. And the sporting news didn't say anything about it. Full many a flower is born to blush unseen and waste its sweetness on the desert air. Thomas Gray. Or William Cullen Bryant, I don't know, I get them mixed up. Anyway, my attempts at housekeeping were feeble as usual. I sometimes get easily distracted. Funny thing was, I stopped worrying about Nuke. Somehow I knew nothing would stop him. The world is made for people who aren't cursed with self-awareness. Crash was right. Nuke had a gift.
I'm just happy to be here, and I hope I can help the ball club. You know, I just want to give it my best shot, and good Lord willing, things will work out. You know, you got to play them one day at a time, though. Ran, right? That's a beautiful name. Is that Greek? That Ran? I don't know. It's a beautiful name, though. There's a great song by Motley Crue. Do you know the Ran? She's a stay-in. No? Anyway, a good friend of mine used to say, this is a very simple game. You throw the ball, you catch the ball, you hit the ball. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, sometimes it rains. Think about that for a while.
What happened?
I quit. Hit my dinger and I hung him up.
I'm quitting too. I mean, boys, not baseball.
You know, there might be an opening for a manager in Visalia next spring. Think I could make it to the show as a manager?
You've been great. You've been great. I mean, because you understand about nonlinear thinking, and I mean, just baseball seems like a linear game with all those lines in the box scores and all, but the fact is, it's a spacious non-time kind of time.
Annie.
What?
I got a lot of time to hear your theories. And I want to hear every damn one of them, but now I'm tired, and I don't want to think about baseball, and I don't want to think about quantum physics, and I don't want to think about nothing. I just want to be.
I can do that too.
Walt Whitman once said, "I see great things in baseball. It's our game, the American game. It will repair our losses and be a blessing to us." You could look it up.
Come on, honey, baby, take it downtown to the show. Sugar, he's sleep, but a nap, you know. Gotta stop crying, figure everything all out. But nobody understands what I'm talking about. Triple play, just me and you all the way.
Out of hand.